And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And Dr. Perry, there is a new way of healing wounds or sewing wounds shut. Right? Totally
yep,
new generation. We started with old thread way back in my era. And then eventually got to, what, staples next? And then some super Durabond glue? And now what is it? Back to suture?
Well, you know, Mike, there's the coolest new thing was published last week. And now we're a few years away from this one because this is basic science. It was in the journal Nature. And, you know, when something's published there, that's not considered a clinical journal. It's kind of a real idea journal. And but this is the I found this really fascinating. So the guys at Harvard Medical School at the Brigham and Women's Hospital have come up with this new way to attach wounds together, to sew them together, a new way to attach skin grafts. And there are lots of different applications of this. And they actually got their idea from this parasite, some parasitic worm. I'm sure you know this one, Mike. Pomphorhynchus laevis. You know that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know
that worm. Goes wounds shut. Yeah. It goes over dead people and closes the holes.
Well, it's a spiny-headed worm. And what it does is it's a parasite that attaches by drilling its little tentacles into the host. And when the tentacles are in the host, the tentacles swell and they lock it in place. So these very bright guys at Harvard, they made a synthetic version of the tentacle of this worm, and they embedded it into this material. And lo and behold, it's a like an adhesive type of thing. So I guess the way to look at it, it's sort of like Velcro, Mike. Look at Velcro. There's all these little tiny projections. Well, if they're really, really small, and when you, instead of Velcroing and pushing a male and female end together like Velcro has, you don't need the female end. This male part pushes onto the wound and engages by swelling. It's really very cool. So they made this thing.
Wait, what do you mean they made this thing?
Well, they made this adhesive. It's a type of adhesive.
Oh, it's not actually suture material.
No, not at all. It's much simpler
in concept.
It's like
this Velcro stuff, and that
right.
They made it. And now how do they get that Velcro to stick on the skin? Do they have adhesive on the back?
No. They're needles. They're micro needles. And when they get into the tissue, they swell and embed and engage.
It's double-sided kind of, it's kind of like double-sided needles?
Nope.
Wait, there's
one-sided. One-sided. So, all right, think of a piece of Velcro. All right.
I got it.
When you have Velcro, all right, you got the female and the male end. The male end of the Velcro is what we're talking about here. You don't need the female. Females can go home here. Don't need.
Or maybe you
don't
have the
need
female
that.
End and the male end can go home.
Wait,
no, it doesn't work. Doesn't work, Bridget. So it's the male end. It's the needle that embeds into the wound and engages it. So in this case, Mike.
Oh, so you put it across the two ends of the wound and bring them together.
Yes, that's right. So let's say you pull a wound together and then you take this little piece of tape with these micro needles. You're holding the wound together and you push that onto the skin and it engages the skin and holds it in place. The reason they think it's...
I'll bet that's more expensive than the Dermabond.
Well, Dermabond's not cheap. Dermabond is $30 for one little thing of Dermabond, which closes about a 4-inch incision. So it's certainly not cheap. And stitches aren't cheap either. They're about $10 to $15 for that same length of stitch. So none of this is cheap. The advantage to this one, though, is that all those other techniques, stitches and staples, create holes. And under the microscope, those holes are actually fairly large, and those holes bacteria can penetrate. This one, the spikes swell around the holes and plug them up. So they've documented that bacteria cannot penetrate. So here you have, it's really a very cool thing. And I can tell you, it's going to take them about 2 to 3 years, as you know, to turn this into a clinical product. But it's going to be a pretty big thing. And they can also embed drugs into this system. So the drugs can actually be injected through these microneedles. So like an antibiotic, for instance.
That's
it's pretty,
pretty
cool. Yeah. So that gets my vote for the best new product of the week, maybe the year.
Mine too.
I guess I'll give mine too.
So, all right. But now, not yet a commercial
now,
product.
Have they given you a price of it?
No. This is basic science. This is, in fact, the if you read the paper carefully, which I did, there's no conflict of interest, which means the basic science researchers do not have an interest in a commercial company yet. So it's early. But you can be sure that this paper has already been picked up by industry, and assuming they've patented this thing already, someone's going to make a lot of money off of it.
Too bad it's not us.
Well, no, the other thing, speaking of other new things, you had told us a very interesting thing a while back about Latisse being able to grow hair on bald heads.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Have you found anything more about that since we're talking about new and important products?
I haven't seen anything yet. I haven't done a search, so maybe for next week I'll see where that is. But just, again, for the listeners, Latisse is a drug called bimatoprost. That's the actual name. It's a drug that affects prostaglandins. And when it's placed on the eyelids, eyelashes grow. And it was an accidental finding because it's also called Lumigon, which is a drug for glaucoma. So these drops were placed in patients' eyes. And lo and behold, their eyelashes grew. And you can just imagine, Mike, knowing the pharmaceutical industry like I'm sure you do, the pleasure on the faces of the people at Allergan to find this side effect, which
seriously
is going to be bigger. Yeah, it's probably going to be a bigger market for the side effect than it was for the original drug, the side effect being eyelashes grow. So they figured out already that this will grow eyebrows and it will grow also hair on your head. And they did that in the, we talked about that about a month or two ago, about the hairless mice that then grew hair when this substance was applied. So go ahead.
My mom, she just started using it for her eyelashes, and they're so long, it's crazy. She doesn't even wear mascara anymore.
It is crazy. These eyelashes, Mike, of women who have used Latisse have to be trimmed. They get so long.
Oh,
so
wow.
You really do have to. Yeah, you start every day with Latisse, and then once the growth begins, I tell my patients to go to every other night, and some even twice a week, and some even once a week. If you stop it completely, in a couple months, it'll revert back to what it was before. You don't need it every night, and it becomes much less expensive also if you don't have to use, an $85 a month drug every night.
Latisse,
I'll give you a follow-up.
But we don't have any data on using it for bald heads.
Not in humans, but, Mike, I know that you've done your share.
Or even regrowing the inner hair cells on your ears.
What's that?
Or even regrowing the hair inner ear cells.
That's an interesting thought. I don't know. Don't know anything about
when
that.
When we come back, we're going to talk about body dysmorphic condition. And then we have a real age tip of the week. Peppermint oil proven to resolve upset stomachs. And we'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on health, on RadioMD.com. Stay well. I must have missed the timing.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.